This is Unit 15 of Pimsleur's Danish. Magnus is talking to a friend. You'll hear him ask,
Hvorfor?
Which means, why?
Lyt til samtalen.
Listen to the conversation.
Lyt til samtalen.
Magnus, har du nogle kroner med dig?
Nej, hvorfor?
Jeg vil købe noget, men jeg har ikke mange kroner.
Hvad vil du købe?
Vin og øl.
Har du et kreditkort?
Ja.
Et kreditkort er fint. Lyt til samtalen en gang til.
Magnus, har du nogle kroner med dig?
Nej, hvorfor?
Jeg vil købe noget, men jeg har ikke mange kroner.
Hvad vil du købe?
Vin og øl.
Har du et kreditkort?
Ja.
Et kreditkort er fint.
Do you remember how to say in Danish, good evening?
God aften.
Say breakfast.
Morgenmad. Morgenmad.
Now you're an American woman in Denmark, meeting an acquaintance at a restaurant. How does he ask, do you want to have something to drink?
Vil du have noget at drikke? Noget at drikke?
Answer, I'm going to have a glass of wine.
Jeg skal have et glas vin.
Give me a glass of wine, please.
Giv mig et glas vin, tak.
You order a bottle of wine. He pours you a glass and says, for you.
Lyt og gentag. Til dig. Dig. Til. Til. Til dig.
Say, for you.
Til dig.
The wine is for you. Just listen.
Vinen er til dig. Vinen er til dig.
Notice that he said,
Vinen.
Wine is a common noun or an en noun. So when you say, the wine, you add en to the end. Repeat after the speaker, the wine.
Vinen. Vinen. Vinen.
Say together, wine, the wine.
Vin, vinen. Vin, vinen.
How does he say, the wine is for you?
Vinen er til dig. Til dig. Vinen er til dig.
Try to ask, for me?
Til mig? Til mig?
Is the wine for me?
Er vinen til mig? Er vinen til mig?
He answers, yes, the wine is for you.
Ja, vinen er til dig.
Say, many thanks, or thanks a lot.
Mange tak. Mange tak.
Suppose you're short of cash. How do you say, some kroner?
Nogle kroner. Nogle.
Ask, could you give me some kroner?
Kunne du give mig nogle kroner? Kunne du?
How would he ask? Have you no kroner?
Har du ingen kroner? Ingen. Har du ingen kroner?
Contradicting him, say, yes, but not many.
Jo, men ikke mange. Ikke mange.
How does he ask, how many?
Hvor mange?
You count your kroner. 14, 15, 16.
14, 15, 16. Sytten, atten, nitten. Sytten, atten, nitten.
I have 19 kroner and a couple of dollars.
Jeg har 19 kroner og et par dollar. Et par dollar.
Is that enough?
Lyt og gentag.
Er det nok? Nok. Nok.
Ask, is that enough?
Er det nok?
He asks, 19 kroner?
19 kroner?
How would he say, sorry, but that's not enough?
Beklager, men det er ikke nok. Det er ikke nok.
Now he asks, don't you have a credit card?
Har du ikke et kreditkort?
Try to answer, not with me.
Ikke med mig. Ikke med mig.
Handing you some money, he says, here you are.
Værsgo.
How does he say, now it's enough? Be careful of the word order.
Nu er det nok. Nu er det nok.
Do you remember how to say, the wine is for you?
Vinen er til dig. Vinen.
Coffee is another common or N noun. How do you think you would say the coffee?
Kaffen. Kaffen.
Now how would you say the coffee is for you?
Kaffen er til dig.
Here's sugar.
Lyt og gentag. Sukker. Ka. Suk. Sukker.
You ask, do you want to have sugar?
Vil du have sukker? Sukker.
Milk.
Lyt og gentag. Mælk. Mælk.
Now ask, do you want to have milk and sugar?
Vil du have mælk og sukker? Mælk. Vil du have mælk og sukker?
He answers, yes, thanks a lot.
Ja, mange tak.
How would he say, I would like to have the coffee with milk and sugar?
Jeg vil gerne have kaffen med mælk og sukker.
But you didn't understand what he said. You're going to ask, could you say that one more time? First, how do you ask, could you?
Kunne du?
Could you say that?
Lyt og gentag. Kunne du sige det? Sige. Sige det. Kunne du sige det?
What's the Danish word for say?
Sige.
You ask, could you say that?
Kunne du sige det? Kunne du sige det?
One more time.
Lyt og gentag.
En gang til. Til. Gang. En gang. En gang til. En gang til.
You've heard this before in instructions. Say one more time.
En gang til.
How do you ask? Could you say that one more time?
Kunne du sige det en gang til? Kunne du sige det en gang til?
So he does. He says, I would like to have the coffee with milk and sugar.
Jeg vil gerne have kaffen med mælk og sukker.
Now here's the Danish word for money.
Lyt og gentag.
Penge. Penge.
Say, I have money.
Jeg har penge. Jeg har penge.
I have $17 and a credit card.
Jeg har $17 og et kreditkort.
Ask, do you have any kroner?
Har du nogen kroner? Nogen kroner?
In Danish, the word for money is plural, so to ask how much money, you ask literally, how many money? Try it.
Hvor mange penge? Hvor mange penge?
How much money do you have?
Hvor mange penge har du? Mange penge?
He didn't hear you, so he says, excuse me, could you say that one more time?
Undskyld, kunne du sige det en gang til? Kunne du sige det en gang til?
You ask again, how much money do you have?
Hvor mange penge har du?
Do you have any money?
Har du nogen penge? Nogen? Nogen penge?
He says, I don't have so much money.
Jeg har ikke så mange penge. Mange penge. Jeg har ikke så mange penge.
But I have enough.
Men jeg har nok. Jeg har nok.
But suppose he has no money. How would he say that?
Jeg har ingen penge. Ingen.
Now suppose you're an American man talking to a Danish friend. She asks, what are you going to do now?
Hvad skal du nu? Hvad skal du nu?
Try to answer. I'm going to buy something.
Jeg skal købe noget. Jeg skal købe.
How does she ask you if you could say that one more time?
Kunne du sige det en gang til?
Tell her again that you're going to buy something.
Jeg skal købe noget.
Now you look in your wallet. Say, I have only 19 kroner.
Jeg har kun 19 kroner. Kun.
She asks, do you have any dollars?
Har du nogen dollar? Nogen dollar?
Tell her, yes, a couple of dollars.
Ja, et par dollar.
Now you say, that's not enough money.
Det er ikke nok penge. Det er ikke nok penge.
Ask her, could you give me some kroner?
Kunne du give mig nogle kroner?
Here's how to say, I can.
Lyt og gentag.
Jeg kan. 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 Jeg kan.
How do you say, I can?
Jeg kan.
Now you say, that I cannot. Literally, you say, it can, I not.
Det kan jeg ikke. Det kan jeg ikke.
You can also say, I cannot give you some kroner.
Jeg kan ikke give dig nogen kroner. Jeg kan ikke. Jeg kan ikke give dig nogen kroner.
She says again, that I cannot.
Det kan jeg ikke. Det kan jeg ikke.
I have no kroner.
Jeg har ingen kroner.
Now try to ask, can you?
Kan du? Kan du?
Can you give me a couple dollars then?
Kan du give mig et par dollar så? Kan du give mig et par dollar så?
She's not sure that she heard you correctly, so she asks, could you say that one more time?
Kunne du sige det en gang til? Kunne du sige det en gang til?
You ask her again if she can give you a couple of dollars. She says, no, that I cannot.
Nej, det kan jeg ikke. Det kan jeg ikke.
I have no dollars.
Jeg har ingen dollar.
Ask, do you have any kroner?
Har du nogen kroner? Nogen?
Can you give me some kroner then?
Kan du give mig nogle kroner så?
17 or 18 kroner?
17 eller 18 kroner?
She says, I don't want to.
Jeg vil ikke.
You can't believe it. Ask her if she could say that one more time.
Kunne du sige det en gang til?
She does, then adds, I don't have so much money.
Jeg har ikke så mange penge.
Later, using your credit card, you buy her a bottle of wine. As you hand it to her, you say, here you are, the wine is for you.
Værsgo, vinen er til dig. Vinen er til dig.
She asks, for me? Thanks a lot.
Til mig? Mange tak.
Now say, coffee, the coffee.
Kaffe, kaffen.
Milk and sugar.
Mælk og sukker.
Say together, Wine, the wine.
Wien, wienen.
Say, I would like to eat breakfast.
Jeg vil gerne spise morgenmad.
And I want to have the coffee with milk and sugar.
Og jeg vil have kaffen med mælk og sukker.
Now for some arithmetic problems in Danish. Here's how much is 1 plus 2?
Lyt.
Listen.
Hvor meget er 1 plus 2? 1 plus 2. Hvor meget er 1 plus 2?
When counting in Danish, you use
1
for the number 1. When she asks the question, you add up the numbers and give the total.
Hvor meget er 1 plus 2?
3. 3.
Hvor meget er 9 plus 1?
10. 10.
Hvor meget er 6 plus 8?
14. 14.
Hvor meget er 13 plus 2?
15. 15.
Hvor meget er 8 plus 4?
12. 12.
Hvor meget er 15 plus 2?
17. 17.
Hvor meget er 17 plus 1? Hvor meget er 17 plus 1?
18. 18.
Mange tak.
Now you're going to speak with a woman. Listen and answer.
Lyt og svar.
God aften. Har du det godt?
Answer. Good evening. Yes, I'm fine.
God aften. Ja, jeg har det fint.
Vil du spise aftensmad med mig?
Say that yes, that you would like.
Ja, det vil jeg gerne. Det vil jeg gerne.
You're in an agreeable mood, so you continue to agree with everything she suggests. Use complete sentences.
Er klokken 7?
Ja, klokken er 7. Klokken er 7.
Jeg vil gerne spise på restaurant. Vil du?
Ja, jeg vil gerne spise på restaurant.
Har du penge med dig?
Ja, jeg har penge med mig.
Har du mange penge?
Ja, jeg har mange penge.
Kan du købe vin til mig?
Ja, jeg kan købe vin til dig.
Tusind tak. Så kan vi spise aftensmad og drikke vin.
She said, a thousand thanks. Then we can eat dinner and drink wine. The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 15. Read number 1.
Min søn.
Listen and repeat number 2.
Nørrebrogade. Nørrebrogade.
Read number 3.
Her er Nørrebrogade.
In number 4, the stress is on the last syllable, and the E is very slight. Try it.
Amerikansk. Amerikansk.
Read number 5.
Helt fint.
Try to read number 6. At the beginning of a word, the G is pronounced. Be careful of your pronunciation of the soft D.
Glad. glad.
Try to read number 7.
Brød. Brød.
Look at number 8. The D at the end of the first word is silent. Also at the beginning of a word, the D is hard, or pronounced as in English. The A-G combination is pronounced A. Try to read number 8.
Good day. Good day.
9.
Ny. Ny.
10.
Nynne. Nynne.
Now look at number 11 and repeat it after the speaker.
Jeg. Jeg.
Notice that an initial J is pronounced like an English Y, as in yes. The combination EG is usually pronounced I, especially in Danish personal pronouns. The same is true for IG combinations. With this in mind, try number 12.
My.
13.
Die.
In number 14, the D at the end is soft. Listen and repeat.
Med. Med.
Now try number 15. The middle word has both sounds of S.
Vil du spise med mig?
Look at number 16. In everyday speech, the final V and E in the last word are silent when the word means have. Try to read number 16.
Vi kan have.
17.
Et glas øl.
Try to read 18. The G is silent at the end of this word, but it makes the O short.
O. O.
19.
Og et stykke smørbrød. Smørbrød.
20.
Fint, men ikke hos dig. Hos dig.
This is the end of Unit 15 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.